It's music time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, friends, and this is today's first edition of Music Time in Africa. Welcome back to Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you the best in African music, traditional and popular music, the old and the new by Africa's top musicians and music groups. It's my colleague Leo Sarkisian, VOA's special music man for Africa, who selects and prepares all this good music we have for you each Sunday throughout the year. We're both happy to have you with us. So right now, from Zaire, Zyco music by the Chalk Stars, led by Bozi Boziana, one of Central Africa's most influential musicians and bandleaders. This is from his album, Jamianata.
International Chalk Stars.
La jolie parisienne, Wivine Bokomo, n'a l'homme la hiro.
Ah ouais, elle est très belle.
Oh papa, manani mi le somoyo, na sali, na kozonge la lisusu de la mokili.
Manzela Mikoloyo, Bakoma Manga Kueli Sai Baba Bwan, Ata Papa Naye, Ata Koko Naye, Don't you fucking Naga, don't you come on a moritima? Il faut quand même n'appeler sa toli et ta guerre telle. Donc, Papara Moussou, Bakoma Gaga, non? Moi, la soi Gagata, Ndingari, Ata Mopaya, ou bien Fonda Bimeli, Andimi Gagapana Mopatas. Mais ça va pas, il faut banana bana, balinga na ndinga basantima quoi. Bongo kuna na ndako soke simbite ono ko kozongela ngai kwa ah a pesi toli
oh papa ngana ndimi lisu moyo na sali na kozongela lisusu tena mokili.
Tata, 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 T matari mote ya baniba tala mote ya mula matari tala mote ya baniba tala mote ya mula matari tala mote ya baniba tala mote ya mula matari tala mote ya baniba tala mote ya mula matari
from Zaire, Bozy Boziana and the great Chalk Stars Band. We'll have more about them and their music, so stay with us. And just in case you tuned into this program on the Voice of America while the music was playing, I'm Rita Rochelle. I'm your weekly guide into the world of African music, along with Leo, the music man, broadcasting to Africa and the rest of the world from our studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C. in the USA. We're broadcasting on shortwave, but you can also find us on medium wave in West, Central, and Southern Africa. The frequencies are 1530 kilohertz for West and Central Africa, and in Southern Africa, you can hear us on 909 kilohertz. Again, I'd like to repeat that the frequencies and the times for all of our special programs broadcast in English to Africa are listed in the current program schedule, which is available for you, our listeners. Let me give you our address for corresponding. Now, this is our regular address here in the USA. I'd love to hear from you. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547 in the USA. And now, our alternate address. It's the one I recommend you use because I'm sure it should be easier and definitely less expensive. And again, this is the one I recommend. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country, and I'll be happy to repeat that for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. It was the classic rumba style that dominated Zairean and Congolese music during the 1950s and 60s, the music of Pepe Kale and his African jazz group, Franco's OK Jazz, Tabule's African Fiesta, and the list goes on, including young bands wanting to express and play their own sound. While it was the year 1969 that a new group called Zico Langa Langa hit the pop music scene in Central Africa, the name Zico was a combination of Zaire and the Congo. The group made their first recording in 1971 with frontline vocalist Papa Wemba. That recording hasn't been available for a number of years. Would love to get my hands on it. Guitar music in general at that time was called the Zico sound. The Zico Langa Langa band wasn't able to hold on to the young, talented stars. They started to leave one by one to form their own bands. Papa Wemba left in 1974. He formed the famous Viva la Musica in 1976, and that band finally broke up because stars like Kofi Olomide, Emineya, Victoria Ellison, Molokai, and Papa Manoaku moved on, and they developed their own careers. In 1980, Papa Wemba created the Grand Zico Wawa and brought new talent to the pop scene. And that's when Bozy Boziana and Evuloko Jacker formed the Great Langa Langa Stars. They recruited guitarist Shimpaka, bassist Joe Molly, and singers Espiron, Juna Jumana, and Dindo Yogo. But in 1984, Bozy Boziana left the group and joined still another band formed by Ben Nyambo, the Chalk Stars. I guess talent just doesn't stay put because Bozy then went on and established his own band and named it the Anti-Chalk Band. Well, it soon became the hottest band on the music scene in Zaire's capital city, Kinshasa, and they released an album titled Inkolo Mboka. Here's one of the tracks from that album. Aye, 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 aye. Music of Bozy Boziana and his Anti-Chalk Band from one of his many albums released in the early 80s. You're listening to Zyco Music from Zaire and dance music written and composed by the artist we're featuring this evening, Bozy Boziana, one of Zaire's most influential musicians. His birth name was Mbengu Ngamboni. Bozy first came into prominence in 1974 after developing his career with some of Kinshasa's best-known bands like Minzoto Walla Walla, Zyco Langa Langa, the Langa Langa Stars, and of course the famous Chalk Stars. But it was 1985 when he established his own group, Anti-Chalk. The band found early success with the help of singers like Joe Nolo, Kalume, and Kofi Alababa. This was also the time that female singer Dise Mukanji was introduced, and she became popular after appearing alongside Bozy. Because of Bozy, she was voted Zaire's Female Singer of 1989, and she finally left the band in 1991. Three of Bozy's best sidemen in Anti-Chalk were Wale Ngonda, Rigo Star, and bass guitarist Nguma Lokoti. From Bozy's album Chalk Stars, Retrouval à Paris, this song is titled Azabula.
Tamawa, Tamita. Tamawa, Tupanata. mama e na lela kama pia e
ma problème de ces outils de kulinga somo somo Mustafa e bisinga na teka mbumate na me mangambo Nicoloba, to fanda na la moucheri.
That's the music of Zaire's famous and uniquely talented Bozi Boziana. And I want to give you a quick reminder that you're listening to Music Time in Africa. We're coming to you on VOA's Africa service, and I'm Rita Rochelle, along with the music man, my colleague, Leo Sarkeesian. We're broadcasting to Africa from downtown Washington, D.C. in the USA. And again, we're glad to have you with us and hope you're enjoying this very special program highlighting the career of Bozi Boziana. Although Bozi lost some members of his band, he continued to release at least two more record albums that sold quite well. This next recording is from an album titled Battle of the Stars, Akua la Reine.
Bandato banda kinayo Nasaka yo na makamote ogo Usalelanga ye suateo
Okolise na maboko manga yo
yo Obalise na maboko manga yo yo mama
Na lakisi yo bafere ya mokili Marta
Lelo ba komi kotombo yo pamba yo kayomba
hey, yo yo
abo manga pona yo
hey, yo yo
dala bazenginga moto ma
hey, yo yo
ote mama pelinga
Mama, yo me gusta. Y colo de con galán.
kayumba mama
Koyimba shukateo
Obenge langa sarupaye
Koyimba shukateo
Lupina jidoseka
Koyimba shukateo
Tika 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 waya
Koyimba shukateo
Lelana ni mama
Koyimba shukateo
Motema pasi mama
Koyimba shukateo
Bozy Boziana from the album La Guerre des Stars, Battle of the Stars. And actually, Battle of the Stars was a short-lived supergroup band formed back in 1984 by Zaire's four popular superstars at that time, Papa Wemba, Lita Bimbo, Espérant Jenga, and of course, Bozy. One of the reasons the band was so short-lived was that Papa Wemba went on to Europe to record, and the others went their own separate way. This final recording that our music man has selected, featuring Bozy Boziana and his Zyco music, is from one of the albums released by the Langa Langa Stars, the group formed by Evoloko Jocker, Bozy, and lead guitarist Shimpaka Roxy in 1981. As you know, the Langa Langa Stars became one of Zaire's most productive musical groups. Zyco Music of Zaire by the artist we're featuring this evening, Bozy Boziana, one of Central Africa's most influential musicians. We do hope you enjoyed this very special program. And that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and again, inviting you to stay right there by your radio, because I'll be right back here at 1930 UTC, along with the Music Man, my colleague Leo Sarkisian. That's 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, so plan to be with us for more of the best in African music here on VOA's Africa Service. We've got a report of the news coming up for you right now, and my friends, as always, my love to all of you.